Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verily, verily, two verilies. What does that mean? This is a truth. You can build your life on it. Don't doubt it. Don't question it. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believes on me. Who is that like that in this room? Who believes on him? He that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Oh, I don't think we've seen this like we should. What kind of works did he do? We just got through reading a bunch of them and talking about a bunch of them. He spoke to demons and they stopped and left. He spoke to the wind and waves and they ceased. Right? He rebuked fevers. I remember one of the first times I read that. I'm reading down through there. Peter's mother-in-law was taken with a great fever, the Bible said. Dr. Luke said it. He's a doctor. He knew. It wasn't just a fever. Great fever. And the Bible said Jesus took her and rebuked the fever. Now, I stopped and I thought, well, no, wait. He's not rebuking Peter's mother-in-law. He's not rebuking the devil. Amen. He rebuked what? A fever. I thought, can a fever hear? You see, we've thought so, you know, we as a generation pride ourselves on our scientific ability. And if we can't see it under a microscope, then it don't exist. Well, that leaves out God, brother. Yeah. The Holy Spirit leaves out life. You can't see life under a microscope. You can't see wisdom. You can't see understanding. You can't see joy or peace. Does that mean they don't exist? Nah. Thank God the works that Jesus did are available to us. We can do those same works. Keep reading. He that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And, all this goes together, right? And whatsoever you ask the Father, no. Whatever you ask or demand in my name, like I used to do. Demanding of disease, demanding of the tree, demand that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask or demand or require anything in my name, I will do it. This is not prayer. This is not asking the Father for anything. This is doing the works of Jesus. Now go to Acts and let's begin to finish this up. Acts chapter 3. Glory to God. Acts chapter 3. Are you there? You know the story, but let's read it anew and afresh with this understanding that we have from doing the works of Jesus. Peter and John went up together, Acts 3:1, into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Were these praying men? Yeah. Implication is that every day, about 3 o'clock, they'd go up there and pray, not for 5 or 10 minutes, but for an hour. Have things changed that we ought not do that anymore? No. Should we still have that kind of thing going on? Regular praying, longer than a minute or two, longer than 10 minutes, praying, communing with God, fellowshipping with Him, praising Him, thanking Him, worshiping Him, and asking things. And supplicating, making petitions. So they were praying men. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms, asked for a handout, or begged. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, looked at John and said, "Let's pray." Huh? But that's how a lot of people operate today, right? Bless his heart. Let's all join hands and pray. Is that how Jesus did it? No, it's not. Is that how Jesus' followers in the beginning days of the church did it? No, then why should we change? Peter looked at him, and with John, he said, look here, look at us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none. I guess Mrs. Peter had the pocketbook that day. But such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. What does that sound like? That sounds just like Jesus, right? How many times did he tell people, rise and walk? Is that praying? Are they asking the Father for something? No. Now, they're praying people. They're praying people. They pray every day. But there's a time when it's not time to pray. It's time to say. It's time to require. Because the Lord didn't make this man lame from his mother's womb. Now, you know, people get upset about this kind of thing. They think, well, now, who do you think you are? Demanding of God. We're not demanding of God. Amen. They weren't demanding of God. They were demanding that lameness be changed. Lameness is not God. Right? Yeah. Who do you think you are? If God made that man lame, who are you to demand that he walk? God didn't make the man lame. Death and destruction is not of God. So we have a right to demand of the situation. Right? You got a fever that's on your baby? You're not supposed to just pray indefinitely, please God, please God, please God, make the fever go away. He told you to stand up and point your finger at that fever and say, fever, leave my baby. Demand it, require it. How? In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, whatever you demand or require in my name, I will do it. I will do it. Why? That the Father may be glorified. Oh, hallelujah. Do you see this? But how many Christians are not doing this? They're not operating this way. They just continue begging and begging and pleading. Believers are not beggars. No. Did Jesus beg? Did he come across people and go, you know, Peter's mother and go, now fever? I wish you would leave this dear woman alone. She's a good Christian, good saint. No. Are you kidding? Anything that's of the devil, he's a usurper. He's a manipulator. He's a forcer. You have to require it. You say, no, you don't. Not in my house, you don't. No. Get out. I command you in Jesus' name. Now, you ain't got to scream and holler all day long. You do it in faith. And you expect it to happen. Hallelujah. There's a time to pray. There's a time to say. There's a time to make requests of the Father. Ask in Jesus' name. Whatever you ask, the Father will give it to you. But there's a time when you're not asking the Father. This problem is not of the Father. This is of the enemy's work. So you demand it to stop. You require it in the name of Jesus, and you have authority to do so. I used to watch videos, old videos of people who'd operated, you know, in the earliest videos we have, of people that operated in different phases of the healing ministry and miracle ministry. And one that stood out to me one time, I'll share this with you in closing, is a man who was in a huge meeting. I mean, the place was packed, thousands and thousands of people. And they brought up this little girl. And this little girl, I forget exactly what it was. Maybe it was polio. And I mean, she was just emaciated and she was drawn. And when they lifted her up and the people could see her, the whole crowd just was moved to see such a young girl going through such a bad experience. And this man stood up and he said, how many of you believe that if the Master were here, the Lord Jesus was standing right here, and they brought this young girl to him, How many of you believe that he would rebuke this disease off of her and heal her? Man, the whole crowd, they raised their hand. They said, yes. Well, if you believe the Bible, you have to believe that. Because nobody ever came to Jesus to be healed and left sick. Not one. Everybody who ever came to Jesus to be healed, left healed. Everybody. Everybody. He said, how many believe that? Well, I mean the whole crowd. They raised their hand. He said, well, he's not here in the flesh that we can see him, touch him. His spirit is here. He said, but I am sent by him, authorized in his name. Oh, God, you could just sense the anointing begin to rise when he began to talk like that. And he said, the Lord has sent me and authorized me. And he reached over and he said, you foul disease, I command you, leave this young child. He laid hands on the child, said, be healed in the name of Jesus. And the child's body began to change right there. Oh, glory to God. Why? Somebody said, boy, he must have been a real man of God. You're missing the point. You're missing the point. We are his ambassadors, called to represent him. Amen. I'm not Jesus. You're not Jesus, but we've been authorized by him and sent by him to do the very works he did and greater works than those. Amen. How you do it? You do it by speaking and in some cases requiring or demanding in his name. That's what the whole passage was about. Hallelujah. Can you see it?
Yes.
Do you believe this?
Yes.
Are you his ambassador?
Yes.
Have you been authorized?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Authorized to use that authority. Have you been empowered by the Holy Spirit, power to back up the use of that name?
Yes.
Then friend, we ought not to just be allowing the work of the enemy to go unchecked in our midst.
Amen.
I mean, when the ugliness and I should say sickness and disease and poverty and destruction rears its ugly head, we don't just sit and act like helpless victims. We say, no, you don't. No, you don't. Not in my house, you don't. In Jesus' name, stop. Cease. Leave here. Be gone. Amen. And Jesus said, if you'll speak to that mountain, I'm talking about the master, the Lord Jesus Christ. You speak to that thing and you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe what you said come to pass, you will have what you said.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.